Thomas C. McKnight Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Dane Monell, M-O-N-E-L-L. First name is Dane, D-A-N-E, middle initial R, address is 19267 Sloop, S-L-O-O-P, Lane, Cottonwood, California, 96022. Phone 530-320-0066. ID is XXX XXX 6846. Date of birth 6/1/1960. 62-year-old. Married, retired man. Insurance is TRICARE-Select. Pharmacy is CVS-Anderson. Below that should say eScripts. It's addressed to Samuel Bradshaw, M.D. Below that it should say Morgan, S-A-N-D-H-A-G-E-N-P-A. Below that it should say capital S, capital E, capital C, capital H, dash, acute care, capital C, WD, 2833 Long Branch Drive, Cottonwood, California, 96022, dash 8701, 530-347-3418, below that, 530-528-4423, parenthesis fax, end parenthesis, the clinical indication. Neurological evaluation for findings of tremor, subparagraph suspected, clinical symptoms of Parkinsonism with gait ataxia. Dear professional colleagues, thank you for referring Dane Monell for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. Dane gives a clinical history of cervical injury in the military with aggressive acute surgical intervention and some residual features of ataxia. Subparagraph, he has clinical symptoms of radicular pain radiating from his mid-scapular region down his right arm with distal neuralgia-burning pain that has been long-standing since his accident/injury. New paragraph, he also has degenerative disease in the lumbar spine and left knee degeneration for which he's been advised to have knee replacement surgery. Subparagraph, his instability in the left knee produces ataxia when he ambulates. New paragraph. More recently, he describes substantial weight loss. Subparagraph, he has a clinical history of diabetes that's treated with metformin. New paragraph. Current medications, list these vertically. Metformin, 500 milligrams twice daily. Dr. Bradshaw, excitalopram, 10 milligrams, 1.5 tablets daily. Dr. Bradshaw, tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams, 1 tablet daily. Dr. Bradshaw, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams, 1 tablet daily. Dr. Bradshaw. Systematic review of systems, general weight loss, EENT, sinus problems, endocrine, dry skin, Respiratory, no symptoms reported. Cardiovascular, distal swelling in the extremities, poor circulation. Gastrointestinal, reduced appetite. Genitourinary, frequent urination. Hematological, he reports slow healing after cuts and some difficulty with bleeding after surgery. No history of abnormal bruising. Dermatological, no symptoms reported. Male, genitourinary. He stands 5 feet 9 inches tall, weighs 185 pounds. He has nocturia times 2, denies other genitourinary symptoms except difficulty with complete bladder emptying. Sexual function. He is sexually active. He denies other sexual difficulty. He denied exposure to transmissible disease. Locomotor musculoskeletal, he experiences difficulty walking. He complains of some pain with ambulation and experiences neuromuscular weakness. Mental health, he has appetite problems and he reports dyssomnia. He has seen a counselor in the past. There's no there is no mental health history of thoughts of self-harm or suicidal ideation. Neck, no symptoms reported. Neuropsychiatric, he has never been referred for psychiatric evaluation or care. He has no history of convulsions. Fainting episodes or paralysis. New paragraph, personal safety. He has completed an advanced directive. He denied exposures to verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph. Personal and family health history. He was born on June 1st, 1960. He's 62 years old and right-handed. His father died of coronary disease at age 51. His mother died of old age at age 78. New paragraph. His wife is 59 years old, in good health. He has two children, a 30-year-old son with diabetes and a 32-year-old son with a history of burn injury. New paragraph. Family history is reported to be positive for diabetes and hypertension. He denied a new paragraph. He denied a family history of arthritis, gout, asthma, hay fever, bleeding tendency, cancer, chemical dependency, convulsions, other heart disease or stroke, tuberculosis, mental illness, or other medical diseases. New paragraph, operations and hospitalizations. I'm sorry, education. He completed college New paragraph, social history and health habits. He's married. He reports that he drinks too much on a daily basis. He reports that he quit tobacco last year. He denied recreational substances. He lives with his wife and no children at home. Occupational concerns, none reported. Serious illnesses and injuries. Spinal fusion, 1996, followed by tremors. He has a history of concussion, loss of consciousness, new paragraph, knee surgery, multiple in the past, multiple nasal surgeries, loss of sense of smell, operations and hospitalizations. He's never had a blood transfusion. '89, multiple left knee surgeries. 1996, spinal fusion C4, 5, and 6. 1998, ACL replacement. New paragraph, he has never been under medical care for a prolonged period of time in the hospital. New paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal review of systems. General, he reports constant fatigue and reduced appetite. Head, he denied neuralgia, unusual headaches, fainting spells or blackouts or similar family history. Neck, he reports burning, neuralgia in the hands, neck, and upper back. He has reduced grip strength on the right. Myospasm in the neck, back, and hands. Numbness in his hands. Constant hand tremor with back and neck and leg pain. He experiences stiffness in his neck, radiating to his arms. A sense of swelling in his back, arms, and hands, and tingling in his hands. Upper back and arms. He reports neuralgia in his shoulder on the right, but no numbness. Constant pain. Back, myospasm in the back, stiffness in the back and arm. However, without swelling, but some sense of paresthesias. Middle back. He reported tingling paresthesias and weakness in his legs. I'm sorry. Middle back, no symptoms reported. Low back. He reported tingling paresthesias and weakness in his lower extremities. Shoulders, he denied neuralgia. He reported continuous pain of burning nature. Right shoulder, constant, at times severe, radiation to his arms and hands, associated with tingling paresthesias and a sense of weakness improved with rest. Elbows, no symptoms reported. Wrists, no symptoms reported. Ankles, no symptoms reported. Feet, he reports some numbness in his feet, intermittent pain, paresthesias, but no weakness. New paragraph, neurological review of systems. He denied visual changes or diplopia. He has reported lost his sense of smell but not taste. He denied difficulty with chewing or swallowing, changes in phonation. New paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal weakness, see above. New paragraph, sensory changes, see above. New paragraph, he reports continuous shaking tremor in his hands, but not his lower extremities. Without improvement, subparagraph, he gives a history of previous attempt of treatment of his tremor following his cervical surgery with apparently high-dose gabapentin with adverse reaction and then discontinued without benefit. New paragraph. He reports ataxia on ambulation due to weakness in his left knee. New paragraph. Neurological examination. Mental status. Dane Monell is a middle-aged, well-developed, right-handed man who reports that he has lost weight recently. His thinking is focused, logical, goal-oriented, and appropriate to the clinical circumstances, focused on his current problems, but without unusual ideation. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are preserved. Full extraocular movements, normal pupillary reaction, no nystagmus, no facial asymmetry, motor weakness, sensory preserved, tongue is midline, Malpati score estimated 3, phonation preserved, sternocleidomastoid and trapezius shrink appear 5 over 5, shoulder shrug intact. New paragraph, motor examination manual, upper and lower extremities, reduced upper extremity, distal bulk with preserved tone. Reduced bulk lower extremities symmetrically, bilaterally, preserved dermatological hair. Sensory examination was intact, but reduced to touch distally in the feet. Mildly reduced to temperature. Preserved to vibration and proprioception. New paragraphs is dip tendon reflexes are excessively brisk at the patellar, reduced at the Achilles, and preserved at the Achilles. New paragraph, pathological and primitive reflexes, negative palmomental, negative Babinski signs. New paragraph, ambulatory examinations, fluid, non-ataxic, preserved heel and toe tandem, dyspraxic, Romberg's test negative. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Dane Monell presents with findings of a physiological tremor without evidence of any induced neuromuscular skeletal rigidity or cogwheeling, findings not consistent with Parkinson's disease. New paragraph, he has a history of treated diabetes, chronic neuromuscular skeletal pain as a consequence of probable cervical radiculopathy, for which he has not had any reevaluation in a long period of time. Recommendations. In consideration of his history presentation and current treatment regimen, I'm suggesting that we initiate propranolol beginning at 10 to 20 milligrams up to 3 times a day with MedCheck reevaluation and adjustment of his regimen for tremor control. New paragraph. Further evaluation can include MR imaging of the cervical spine for his right upper extremity cervical radiculopathy. New paragraph, electrodiagnostic testing in the right upper extremity at some point may be useful for diagnostic purposes. New paragraph, other therapeutic considerations. modification of his current treatment regimen with the addition of pain-modifying antidepressants slash nerve-stabilizing anticonvulsants may be additionally useful in the future with careful progress. New paragraph. His history of weight loss may be a consequence of his current treatment regimen, but will need to be monitored with medical evaluation and follow-up. New paragraph. I will send a follow-up report when he returns. I respectfully with my professional signature.